was it possible for Jesus to sin? It depends on how you define possible. If possible means, did he have the brain and the natural capacities to discern a temptation and choose it, to choose bad? Natural capacities, yes. He had a brain, he had a will. If he didn't, he would have not have been a human being. He's discerning, he's thinking, he's feeling, he knows what hunger is, he knows what sexual arousal is, and so on. He knows these things. He's a human being. If he weren't, then he wouldn't be, if he didn't have those, he wouldn't be a human being. But historically, the word possible has another meaning, a very important meaning. Namely, a moral ability. There's a natural ability, which he must have in order to be accountable and human, and a moral ability, which he did not have. A moral ability is when you are bad enough to choose sin. There's enough badness in you that you can choose sin. Jesus didn't have it. There was no badness in Jesus. Therefore, he did not ever, in his willing and feeling, he didn't ever, in his perception of temptation, rise to the point of going there. Because that's evil in us. Evil is not just acting. Evil is wanting to act in a certain way. Craving money is as bad as having money that you stole. I want the praise of man. I want that money. I want that lustful object. And those wants are evil. Jesus never had any of those. He was perfect. And if you don't have those, you can't do it. You can't choose to sin if there's no desire to sin. And Jesus never had any desire to sin, and therefore he couldn't sin. And so, in those two ways, it was possible and it wasn't possible.